Right. He said, very, very good advice. A good statin, with its little side effects to be sure, but a good statin drug will reduce your risk of a heart attack or stroke by 25, maybe 30%. Excellent. Serious aerobic exercise will reduce your risk of a heart attack and stroke by 50%. Do both if you want, but if you quit one, be sure to do the aerobic exercise. It is a miracle. It really is. In addition to the unpleasant aerobic exercise, it's enormously important for very different reasons that you do strength training. Strength training is a gentle way that Harry, I think, invented, at least he brought it home to me, gentle way of referring to weight training, picking up big, enormous, heavy pieces of iron until it hurts and you have to put them down again. Weight training, I think, is an obvious horror. I still hate it with all my heart, but it's hugely important for different reasons than the other. It does different stuff. The signaling system is still the signaling system. All this talk is about the signaling system, but the signals go in a different way. When you go to the gym, you know, there's a big gadget. There isn't one here. A lot of gyms have them. The leg press machine. You're sitting down, and you're pushing a sled up in the air. You've got a bunch of weights on it. Very heavy. It can get very heavy. But when you do that, when you push hard, this is after you get into it. We'll do it on day one. When you push hard, you send a bunch of signals to that dear old leg, different places. First of all, the bone, the biggest bone in your body. You send grow signals to your bone, and darned if it doesn't actually grow a little bit more bone. We all worry about osteoporosis. The one thing that really works about growing new bone is serious weight training. Stress it hard, not just a little bit. Stress it hard, you will grow some new bone. And your muscle cells, you're not going to get any new ones. Muscle cells are on that 30% program. They're going down every year, but they have tremendous redundancy. There's a lot of strength in your existing cells that you aren't touching, way more than you're ever going to need. When you do that big, heavy, stinky weight, you send a signal to those to draw on that redundancy. You get physically stronger a lot. More interesting to me, in a way, you have this... the signaling system in your body, not merely for deciding who gets what to eat, but also deciding what muscles, what tendons are invoked, how you react. It has everything to do with your balance and coordination. We are a miracle of communicating devices that after 40, everybody's balance, coordination, and strength tails off at the rate of 12 to 15% a decade. When you do serious weight training, you send cascades of information over that signaling system. It refreshes the signaling system, strengthens the signaling system, makes it more subtle and responsive, and it improves your balance and coordination. Aerobic training has everything to do with how long you live and avoiding those pesky heart attacks and strokes. Strength training maybe has more than anything else to do, does more than anything else to improve the quality of your life. The whole point of all this stuff on the exercise side, and it's the critical part of all this, is that you can be more or less yourself for a long time. I have had normal American aging, and it is not so hot. I put on the weight, I got the pain, I slowed way down, I felt like a dope. You don't feel like part of America, you feel like some other nation where people aren't having fun. We live forever in this country. Healthcare, medicine is so darn good. The delivery isn't so marvelous, but the healthcare is so good that we live a long time. But the quality of life for most of us is pretty darn grim. You walk around and look at people over 50 in this country and you think, oh man, that's where I'm going. Neat. You don't want to be there. Do this stuff. Follow these exercise rules if you can bear it, and it will be a revolution. Guy has a heart attack, goes home to an empty house. He is four times as likely to have a second heart attack and die as a guy who goes home to a family. That's not a touchy-feely thing. Those are facts. It's just plain true. Think about that. Empty house, four times as likely to die. We desperately need each other. We are hardwired to be involved with each other. We're not great at that in this country. This country has taken some goofy turns since I was a kid. When I was a kid, most people lived in smaller towns. I'm 73, as I say. But even then, most people were still living in smaller towns. Families were larger and interconnected. My Uncle Ben and his whole family moved in for a year. My grandparents both lived with us. Other people came and went. We were deeply involved in the community. Everybody knew exactly who you were and reported immediately when you went too fast in the car. Very, very strong community. And in the last 50, 60 years, we've just stepped and walked away from all that. We've moved to New York and Atlanta, and we live in these unitary families, mom, dad, and kids. Kids go away. We're all sitting there staring at each other for entertainment. Instead of singing to each other at night, we watch television in a one-way experience. Not necessarily a terrific thing, and our little children are learning to do these gadgets. I don't know what those games are going to do to their little brain pans, but I'm uneasy about it. The absence of connectivity in our society, very, very scary. And I think we know that we're hardwired to be involved in groups and communities. I think we live like this at our peril. The notion in retirement of a place where people can go and crank up their involvement with others instead of having it diminish, what a blessing that would be. Make a huge difference. If there were communities dedicated, seriously dedicated at a fundamental money spending level to serious exercise, the aerobics, the strength, the whole works, darn good gyms, if they were a centerpiece, if the norms, if the expectations in a community